is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on a Monday. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by ProByte Computer Sales and Service, Wilson Farm Market, Home National Bank, Schultz IGA, Gems Heating and Air Conditioning, and the Farmers Bank. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Seems like it's been forever since I've been here. It was just Friday at 1:30, but I don't know, last week really threw me off with the holidays and stuff. So it's kind of like, whew, come back to a regular work week for the first time in a couple weeks. So is a regular work week?
Are you saying we're regular?
Yeah, no. Nothing's regular around here.
Okay. I want to make sure you clarify.
Yes. Okay. The Skywatch weather forecast is cloudy today with a chance of drizzle throughout the day. Steady temperatures of where we're at right now, pretty much.
Well, I should just say snow flurries and a higher chance of snow, because that's kind of what it is doing.
Well, it doesn't say it, though. And
it
looks like it, doesn't it?
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's more often on snow flurry than it is rain.
Got that gray feel. Yep. Now, yesterday, did see a few snow flurries yesterday afternoon in Clinton County. And we went to Indianapolis to visit my folks for Thanksgiving. And coming back, we got a little sleet, but it wasn't anything too bad.
No.
But the temperatures will be cold today. And then tonight, steady temperatures in the upper 20s. And then 38 tomorrow and partly cloudy. Partly cloudy on Wednesday, too, with a high 42. I just don't see any snow anywhere here, but it's going to be so cold on and off, you know, that could change on a moment's notice.
Well, when you get any kind of precipitation, it's going to be near freezing.
Yeah.
It's going to be there.
So yeah. That's what saved us yesterday. I've noticed my car tells the temperature, and it was hovering around 40, so I knew if it was much colder, it would be snow or ice or something. 32 now from your official weather station, WILO. With State Senator Brian Buchanan coming in the official air chair here at 9 o'clock. And you confirmed this last night, he is out and about and up and at him this morning?
I don't know if he's up and at him, but he said he was going to be here. So.
Well, he's got 24 minutes, and he's probably here now. He's always a little early.
Yeah.
State Senator Brian Buchanan from Lebanon going to join us here for the second portion of Party Line. And you and I have come to like him quite well, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
Met him for the first time like 2 years ago at the Clinton County Fair. So, we are right in the middle, or getting ready to start, rather, the WILO 12 Days of Christmas, and you've done this, Ken, for the last 10 years. We've now got Todd doing this, and it's basically all of our sponsor locations. Each day we give away a gift from all of them, and then on the 12th day we give away a bicycle, and we've got some promos on the air. I know Todd's put a little bit on Facebook this morning, but it basically starts, today?
It started today.
It did start today? Wow. So he had some winners this morning, I guess?
I guess.
I hope so.
I didn't hear it. So.
Swing and a miss. So started today and goes through the 16th. So we literally do it for 12 business days. As we mentioned, a daily winner at each sponsor location. Liz working overtime late last week, getting all the boxes and presents and everything out. She's our resident elf this time of year and does a great job. Now, some of the sponsor locations, Center Township Trustee's Office, Ellis Jewelers, and Compass Credit Union, both locations. Faith Family Church, Holden Pharmacy, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Wampler Services. Plus, children can get registered at the Boys and Girls Club and at the Y. So parents and grandparents, Bring your kids, ages 3 to 10 years of age, and get them registered this week, all right? Maybe we'll draw their name out for a few extra goodies this Christmas season. Later this week, Ken, we're going to have Michelle Cox, one of our Party Line sponsors of Simple Time Antiques. She'll be in here Thursday, and she's going to talk about Jingle and Mingle, which we'll have some more details on midweek here. But we're going to basically send Cindy of our sister station downtown, and she sets up for an hour at one location and talks about them and then moves to another location. So that'll be fun. We'll be doing that this weekend. That'll be Friday and Saturday night on our sister station, Shine 99. So Ken and I have a lot to talk about this morning, but if there's something on your mind, you can give us a call, 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. Perusing through ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, I'm going to have Ken go ahead and read our Zonta 16 Days of Activism, which is continuing through December 10th. If you remember, Zonta is in the middle of their Saying No to Violence Against Women, a 16-day campaign. Started last Monday and runs through a week from tomorrow. And each day, Ken and I are going to read out a couple of these, and we've been posting these on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. So, Ken, what do we have for Monday, December 2nd?
Okay, Zonta is passionate about empowering women in developing countries through international service. This work has included projects in Afghanistan, to Guatemala, to Rwanda, to Turkey, and from improving women's lives to provide safe cities, to preventing other mother-to-child transmissions of HIV and gender-based violence, to providing care for orphaned children.
All right, that's day 8 of the 16-day campaign on December 2nd here for Zonta. We'll be doing day 3, 4, 5, all through, or day 9, 10, and 11, all through December 10th. All right, so that's on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com if you'd like to go check that out. Also saw this on Facebook over the weekend. Not for sure where you got it from, Ken, but the winners of the window painting in downtown.
Mary Lynn sent it to me.
Oh, very good.
She'll be here Wednesday.
Oh, very good, yeah. So we're going to talk about that Wednesday on Wilo's Party Line as well. And, yeah, where did I put my paper? Yeah, Mary Lynn Peter to talk about the holiday window paintings downtown. She'll be in Wednesday doing that. I see she sent us photos of the iron block. The sheriff's department.
She sent a whole bunch of them, and I just put out 4.
You grabbed a couple there. Okay. Yeah. We've also got Goodwin's Funeral Home. So we've got a complete list of winners there. I want to run down them real quick. First place winner was the sheriff's department, which does look excellent, I must say. Jennifer Davis did that one. Second place was Goodwin Funeral Home, Jake Peter. Third place, Jess and Brandon Wessel, for painting the iron block, which looks really great, too. Fourth place was Safe Haven, Mercedes Page and Elaine Polston. And then McCollum's Appliance, Leah Kalnerler, fifth place for that. I've not got a chance to see McCollum's yet. I've driven past there a couple times. But so we've got that up, too, at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, just in case you missed it over the weekend. Ken, you also wanted to mention this morning on Party Line, I wasn't aware of it. I checked Clinton County Daily News a little bit Saturday, and I see you had put these up either yesterday or this morning. It was a bad weekend for over-the-road vehicles.
Very much so. There were 3 specific incidences, and unfortunately there was one fatality that happened early Saturday morning over around the Cutler area, just southwest of Cutler. Mm. 2 people. One was the victim was the passenger, who's 25-year-old Derek Hufford of Lafayette, pronounced dead at the scene. He is also a volunteer fireman, a Sheffield Township firefighter.
Okay.
So, you know, that happened over the weekend. Basically what's happened in these, besides alcohol being involved, nobody's wearing seat belts, nobody's wearing helmets.
Yeah.
And that is just simply, you have to do that because, well, the one that happened on Saturday afternoon, about 5, the 300 block west on County Road 425, 2 Frankfort women were involved in one. Very serious one for one of them. She was unconscious when they found her because the ORV landed on top of her and had significant head trauma, was airlifted to Methodist Hospital in Indianapolis, and that's the last we have heard there. Mm-hmm. Alcohol was not a factor there, but here again, not wearing helmets and not wearing seat belts.
Yeah, I don't know how many four-wheelers actually have seat belts. There may be some.
But you need to wear a helmet.
You need to wear a helmet, though.
And here's where it really pays off is that there's a Rossville man who's 73-year-old Charles Beard was driving a Polaris Ranger on the 500 block or 5,000 block of South 500 West in Carroll County. He was attempting to pass a vehicle, lost control, and wound up striking a utility pole.
Mm.
So he is in sustained several head injuries. So he is, he's getting further. But I'm just saying, you got to be careful.
Protect the head for sure, man.
You really have to.
I doubt there are seat belts because if it does roll over, you want to be able to get away from it. But yeah, the helmet is like really, safety 101.
Right, it is.
The other thing is, I remember riding four wheelers and three wheelers and mopeds and stuff growing up, and they were dangerous, and we were stupid on them as a kid. I can remember doing very stupid things.
To me, that's a stupid vehicle because you usually when you decide to get on those things, you're going to do stupid things.
Yeah. As I grew up, I was able to enjoy them more and not do stupid things and just enjoy riding them around. But I always felt much more safer on a four-wheeler than a three-wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was because of just the stabilization,
I would agree to that.
And, I sure didn't want to roll it over on my leg or anything. But we had a big farm, and, we drove tractors and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's just, you get on those, and they're fun, and they're so easy to go. You can lose track of common sense sometimes.
That's right.
Have a little fun.
Yeah. But it was kind of weird to have three in one day, really, and then one of them, unfortunately, involved a fatal. So.
Yeah, and we do see these about this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like more over the winter months we'll see the over-the-road, so be careful and wear a helmet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Western Boone won their second consecutive Class 2A state title,
uh-huh.
and that was in football over the weekend. They won that easy.
Yeah.
44-7.
Yeah, that's the same team they beat 34-20 the year before. And
okay. Yeah. Well, congratulations to them.
Yes.
So as I'm scrolling down ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, I see all of our fine sponsors we have there. One of them is the Angry Donkey. And we're going to be out there Wednesday night for the Casper Media Christmas party. So I'm looking forward to that. Now, Angry Donkey catered our party last year at the Casper Estate. And it was good. It was good for having them bring it over and cater and everything. But I'm looking forward to the ambiance of the Angry Donkey Wednesday night. So, because I've never been in the building.
I've been by it. I haven't been.
Yeah,
in
I've been by it several times, but I've seen photos too, and it looks pretty cool and classy. So, I'm looking forward to our Casper Media party there. So, if there's something on your mind, you can call Ken and I at 659-3338. Coming up Monday, a week from today, we'll probably have to postpone the Party Line broadcast because we will be bringing you in its entirety the hemp session, which will be over at the Clinton County 4-H building at 1701 South Jackson Street in Frankfort. They're going to have hemp agronomics, hemp economics, and the Office of Indiana State Chemist Hemp Regulations. So they're going to spell it all out for you and maybe even throw you some pointers for the 2019 growers' struggles and successes. Adam Shanks would love to talk to you if you'd like to pre-register or had any questions at 765-659-6380. That's 659-6380. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. I don't think I'll have a chance to watch much of that Monday morning. But what would be cool, Ken, is if we could figure out a way to grab audio. And then if there was something good for news, we could just pull it off on that. So we may need to look into that and see if we can steal some audio from our TV counterparts, okay? Because there may be breaking news there. You never know. Crickets. Okay, coming up December 7th, which is what, this Saturday?
Yep.
Is it the Christmas parade already?
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Brown? Oh, wow. So, as if we're not going to be busy already with Jingle and Mingle Friday night and then Saturday night, we will take a pause somewhere in there. And at 3 o'clock, about 2:15, we'll all be lining up for the Whoville Christmas Parade. That's the theme this year, the Whoville Christmas from the Grinch. And that's the theme. If it's not too late to get in a float, if you would like to, or a unit, you can call them at 654-4081 or 242-3563. 3. So they're going to judge on parade theme, originality, detail. They'll have first, second, and third place winners. A reminder, nothing is to be thrown, but you can hand out the candy during the parade. So, and if I'm not mistaken, we'll have the Wylo van and maybe the Shine 99 van, both, in the Christmas parade this Saturday. So what are you doing Saturday, Ken? You going to be down there for the
Christmas
parade? Oh, yeah, you'll be announcing the Christmas parade, don't you?
Are you even here yet this morning?
I know, right? It's been a while since I've been here. Yeah, I don't know why. I always think of that as a more visual thing, but I forget we do that on the radio, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me start my post-it notes for the week here. Make sure we got a board op there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, board op Saturday, 3-ish. I'm using Dennis Bergendorf for all he's worth this month, so... thank God for Dennis. He's helped us out a lot here. All right. Speaking of the Grinch, there's a search in and around Carmel this morning for the Grinch who stole Christmas trees from the local Girl Scout troop. Now, I saw where Todd Berryman put a link on Facebook to their GoFundMe page because police say the thieves struck overnight Saturday. They took 15 trees from the tree lot that the scouts run. In all, troop organizers say the theft will cost them about $1,200. The trees help pay for the Carmel's troop activities for an entire year. There is a GoFundMe page set up. Again, Todd showed you the link on Facebook at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. And they are accepting donations. So if you'd like to make yourself feel a little better, you can help out the Carmel Girl Scout troop. I don't know. What do you do when you steal 15 trees? Number one, you got to have a big truck. And number two, did no one see anything? And number three, do you just go down to the Kmart and set up in the parking lot and put up a sign that says trees for $10, you know?
I have no idea.
I don't know. We went up to Cottrell's tree farm Friday afternoon and cut our trees. So we've got our tree. Only paid $30 for a nice, what was it? It was not a fir.
Spruce?
No, a pine, I think. Yeah. But it's a real tree, and it's a good full tree, and we set it up yesterday. We've not decorated it yet, but I came down this morning, and it was like Christmas morning, 1976. I was 2 years old, and I come down, and it just smelled like Christmas, because those trees are pretty strong. You know, strong smelling, because we just cut this out of the ground Friday, so it gives us a fresh smell.
You will not be saying that when you have to start sweeping up the pine needles.
Well, they put it on a shaker before they come home, you know, and it just shakes all the stuff.
They
off
still
of it.
Fall off of it though.
Oh yeah, no, we've done that before. We've had a live tree the last couple of years. We just vacuum once a week, but one amazing thing is. We cut it fresh, and we put water in it that night when we set it up.
Yeah.
The next day, like less than 24 hours, it was empty.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really literally drinking the water.
Oh, yeah. That's what it always does.
So, yeah, I haven't had a live tree since Shell for a long time, so I forgot you even had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had the artificial. So we got our tree over the weekend, and I haven't dressed it up yet or decorated it. Probably today or tomorrow. So what about them Indianapolis Colts finding a way to lose, right?
Prime reason why I've said the NFL is a totally worthless entity.
Well, I mean, I was at my parents' house yesterday, and we had the Colts game on. My dad, he's got a bad habit. They've got pause with their cable, so he can pause live TV. Oh, my gosh. He would get, you know, we're right in the middle of watching the Colts game, and he'd start talking on something, and he would pause the game, and... And then we'd sit there and listen to him, and then we'd pause it, and it's a quarter behind, you know. But I was able to see, what was it, late third quarter, early fourth quarter, they had a blocked punt, and the guy ran it back for a touchdown. And then the next play on the next possession was, I think, an interception. So, I mean, the Colts, they were up, you know, and they had it. In the bag until the fourth quarter. Just found a way to lose 31-17.
I just decided I'm not watching the NFL this year. It's so worthless, and it's such a farce for football.
Well, I saw the Patriots get beat last night.
And then
that's always good.
Bill O'Brien decides to coach one time a year.
Yeah. Well, it's always a good day when the Patriots get beat, but I don't know.
It's not going to help the Colts any.
No, I know. I just get so disappointed year after year with the Colts, especially recently. And I know, Ken, shut up, okay? I know. But after Luck announced his retirement, I thought, okay, you know, we'll do the best we can with Brissett. And he came out and looked decent. And even you said so. The first couple games, you know, they could be contenders. But now they're just pretenders.
Well, what's happened is that, number one, the old bugaboo that has struck this franchise for years has happened. They have no backups for all their backups.
Yeah.
They have no backups for their injured people.
Yeah.
And they've still done a very lousy job at drafting, getting free agents and all that. They still don't do their job.
Yeah.
And whoever is their strength conditioning coach, he ought to be gone, as well as the person's in charge of personnel.
You know, I've thought that the line has looked pretty decent on both sides this season.
And see, what the other thing you have to understand is that people have now adjusted to what Brissett and company did.
Yeah, yeah.
They've now seen enough. They've seen enough tape. They know it's not going to be that difficult.
Yeah, the word's out.
Yeah. So, I mean, you don't worry about it.
True, especially you get halfway through a season. I mean, we're over halfway through a season. There's a lot of tape out
there. You got 4 games left.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and, you know, it seems like there was 2 or 3 there of the first 4 or 5 losses they had that it should have been a win. So, I mean, the Colts should be more like 8-2.
Here's the thing,
10-3.
Think if you're a Charger fan, they've lost their 4-8.
I know.
They've lost all their games by 7 or less.
I know.
And so you can say whatever you want to say.
And you know who's a Charger fan, if I'm not mistaken, is Bill Gant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we may have to chide him this morning. I don't know. I want to say it's the Chargers. But that would be tough, man. You're right.
They lost another one yesterday the same way.
Man. I don't know. I'm just so I don't know. I was just hoping for more again from the Colts.
Here again, it's basketball season. Let's get the blank off of football.
I'm all about college basketball now. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, and let's face it. I'll be happy if Indiana ever decides to play somebody out of the Weak Sisters of the Poor.
Yeah, I know. They're looking good right now.
Well, they ought to, for crying out loud.
I know. I
feel like they're playing people out of, I better not say where I like to say it.
Playing Stephen F. Austin. Well, they beat Kentucky, so you can't say nothing about that.
Stephen F. Austin beat Duke.
Duke, yeah.
Evansville beat Kentucky. Yeah, Evansville beat Kentucky.
Yeah, true. So, it can be done.
Yeah.
Okay, Democrat Joe Sestak is calling it quits in the 2020 presidential race.
Who?
Exactly. That was what I was going to say. I've never heard of this guy.
I haven't either.
He's not even been in the debates. The former Pennsylvania congressman and Navy admiral said in a statement that his campaign was filled with immeasurable wisdom, passions, humor, and insights. Most polls showed Sestak with a 0% support, and he didn't qualify for any of the presidential debates. So
I wonder why.
Yeah, wow. Hey, but, you know, a Navy admiral, well, that's kind of impressive.
Yeah.
Well, presidential hopeful Cory Booker appealing to his supporters to help him stay in the running. On CBS's Face the Nation, the New Jersey senator said his campaign is facing one of those moments that if you want me in this race, then I need help, unquote. He went on to say there's no candidates who have more endorsements than he does from people who are on the ground, but for some reason it's not translating to people wanting to vote for him because he's a whack job, man. Every time he opens his mouth,
I don't know if he's any more of a whack job than about 90% of them that are out there.
A lot of those Democrats are kind of weirdos.
A lot of Republicans that have jumped in, you could say the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's some weirdos. So it just seems like a few more weirdos.
I'm just saying, you know, Booker has been on the outside for so long, he should have dropped out at least a month or two ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I don't know. He stays in there like he's running in first place, though, man.
Never mind.
Yeah, I know.
I'll just keep quiet.
Well, a Rosa Parks statue is now standing in the spot where she was arrested, sparking the Montgomery bus boycott 64 years ago. The installation of her statue comes on Alabama's second annual day dedicated to the civil rights icon. Sunday was filled with events celebrating Parks, including the dedication of that statue. That's cool that they put it where she was arrested.
I would agree with that. I want to backtrack one thing.
Uh-huh.
Cory Booker's decision to stay in the race, you know, to me, epitomizes the overall mentality of almost every politician. They're stupid.
Well, they're not going to. It's like you don't know when to say when.
That's right. That's why I'm saying they're stupid.
And at this point, you just look goofy. Yeah.
Stupid still fits that description.
I know. We've got a politician coming in, so I know,
but
use that word.
He knows, I think, how we feel.
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear a gun control case for the first time in years. Oral arguments will take place today over a challenge to a New York City law that restricted people from taking their handgun outside city limits. The law was repealed earlier this year, but it will be argued before the high court. The court's ruling could have implications for gun rights nationwide. I don't fully understand that, but if I'm in New York and I'm inside the city limits, I want to be able to keep my gun.
Well, I also know that, you know, here again, I was talking with a friend of mine over the weekend who said, you know, he had to go to the hospital for something, and he carries,
mm-hmm.
but they wanted him to give
yeah.
that,
yeah, yeah,
in the hospital.
Right.
So I'm just saying that's not, you know, you got to be a little careful there what you wish for.
My dad carries too, and before he became to where he couldn't get around real well, he would always carry, you know, in the hospital until they told him not to. He'd carry about everywhere, but I don't think these days. Larry, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
You're talking about wackos.
Uh-huh.
The biggest wacko we got is sitting there on his way to Europe today.
What, our president?
Yeah, and did you watch those hearings?
I did see some, but it was through the day, you know, and I was working. I admit I pulled some up in my office and watched 20 minutes of video here and there.
And when the leader of the Republicans in that hearing kept saying that it was Ukrainians that bugged the United States, even though he knew and signed a statement that it was the Russians. Now, that's being a wacko.
Well, I don't know. I just, the hearings I watched, man, it was just, I don't know. I keep up on current events, and it was hard to follow sometimes. And I get thinking, why are we worried about these things? These are very, you know, again, the quid pro quo did not happen. He didn't hold. No, he did. I mean, they didn't ever get anything. I mean, we gave them the money and the support.
Then you tell me that if you're speeding and don't get caught, you didn't do anything wrong.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we didn't withhold the money because we gave them the aid. We didn't withhold the aid, and there was never an investigation on the Biden. So I don't know.
Now, you know,
we're investigating error.
Biden has already been investigated, and, you know, the Republicans I know keep going back to Hillary Clinton. We're not talking about Clinton.
No,
we're not talking
I'll give you
about
that.
Biden. We're talking about our president who tried to blackmail a country into giving him dirt, political dirt, even though it was phony, because he didn't care if he got anything as long as they said they were doing it. Now to me, that outweighs anything else at this time.
Well, I sort of almost agree with you, Larry, but not quite, because what I saw in a lot of it was this big production and presentation last week and the week before of these hearings, and it was a lot of he said. You know, there was no real proof.
And why, you know why?
They would let the Democrats do their thing, and they would go through this dog and pony show, and then they would talk for 45 minutes, and then it would be a Republican's chance. And he said, so again, just for the record, no direct evidence here. We're just going by your word. And the person said, yes. Okay, case closed, in my opinion. There's no evidence of anything.
Well, you know why?
We can't go by people just saying things, you know?
You make a good talking point, but the thing I'm saying is the man has a history. A history. He don't become honest overnight.
I kind of give you that.
You know, and this is what I'm saying. The man is guilty. To me, he's guilty of, he's a traitor. He has done everything in his power to help Russia. I keep hearing a conservative say, well, he got put more sanctions on Russia than anybody else. He has, only because Congress told him to. He has tried to do away with them sanctions. And I keep, you know, I'm sorry, the man is a traitor, but that wasn't what I called you about. I want to talk to you. You think I can get in and talk to our state senator?
Well, I tell you what, if you you could either hold because he's here and I need to take a commercial break, you want to just hang on for a few minutes?
Yeah, because I would prefer I'd prefer to talk to him. He's probably more of a common sense person than what we have in Congress in Washington.
Yeah, hang on, Larry. We'll let you do that, all right?
Okay.
All right, we'll take a quick break here. Come back with more Party Line next on WILO.
This is Party Line.